And now this is a dictation for James Zienke, Z-I-E-N-K-E, April 9, 48, addresses a letter to Dr. Michael Rozwadowski, R-O-Z-W-A-D-O-W-S-K-I, 248-964-5875. Dear Dr. Rozwadowski, a follow-up for Mr. Zienke comes accompanied with son. Left-sided total knee replacement, March 9th. Few days after that, developed a myocardial infarction. According to records, there was probably a component of myocarditis based on the MRI. No angioplasty or stents was required. He was also on rehabilitation, spent in the hospital about 24 days, did not require dialysis, has lost few pounds, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, is still making good amount of urine, no cloudiness or blood, minor incontinence, developed a deep vein thrombosis, considered chronic, did not receive anticoagulation. On the right-sided, stable edema on the left-sided, presently no chest pain palpitation, has not required oxygen, denies orthopnea PND, no syncope, participating in physical therapy 2-3 times a week. He is moving permanently with son in the Troy area. I review medications. I want to highlight the nitrates, bicarbonate replacement, Coric, hydralazine, Bumex, which is only as needed, and vitamin D125 among others. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 109.55. Normal speech, no respiratory distress, some pallor of the skin, minor JBD, breath sounds decreasing basses, otherwise no RAL wheezes, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, ascites or tenderness, 3-4 plus edema bilateral below the knees, but no cellulitis or ulcers. No gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from March 30, when he was still in the hospital. In that opportunity, sodium potassium acid base was normal, creatinine 3.9, which is above baseline for a GFR of 15, stage 4-5, high BUN at 92. A very low albumin at 2.6, corrected calcium will be normal, phosphorus at 4, 1 plus of protein in the urine, no blood, anemia around 7.7 with a normal white blood cell and platelets, RDW minor increase at 16, MCB at 100. Few days ago, April 4th, cell count was done at 8.1, no other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 5, recent acute events as indicated above versus progression. He has most likely diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Previously documented nephrotic range proteinuria, although the urine sample right now shows minimal protein, and that will be explained by the progressive renal failure. The recent events of his heart after total knee replacement, chronic deep vein thrombosis, decided for no anticoagulation. Before all this happening, there was an episode of gross hematuria evaluated by the urologist, Dr. Kershen, K-E-R-S-H-E-N. I'm not aware of malignancy. Cauterization was done. Next number, continue vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, anemia. He needs EPO treatment. He is, however, being transferred care to a new set of doctors in the Troy area. Tan says the new doctor will be adjusting medications. They are going to discuss about the EPO. Otherwise, I review the discharge summary from rehabilitation. I want to mention the MRI findings of myocarditis, some problems of confusion. Best wishes to patient and family. End of dictation.